here alongside Cardiff Devils forward of the year, Joey Haddad. And Joey, three down, and this weekend the playoffs finals begin in Nottingham, and a huge opportunity to make a little bit of history.
Yeah, I think as far as a team, an organization, we got a lot of motivation. You know, we've done a great job all year to kind of, you know, from the first games at home against Zagreb until, you know, last weekend in Manchester, we never stopped building as a team on and off the ice. You know, we make it a point to get better every day, to have work ethic and contribute individually to the team. And I think we're at the spot where we need to be going into a big playoff weekend, like you just mentioned, with a chance to win a fourth trophy.
Is it fair to say, with the way this team has responded in big games throughout the season, that with what's on the line this weekend, the potential for that Grand Slam on a big stage in Nottingham, that's only going to be something which helps the team perform even better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those are our kind of games for sure. When you look at our season, like you just said, we're a big team game. We're a big game team, excuse me. So what I mean by that, you know, when the pressure's on, when the stakes are high, across the board, down the roster, each individual kind of ups their game, and the level of excitement, you know, intensity, everybody, you know, raises their level, and it contributes to success. And we've proved that this year for sure.
Obviously, you won the league title with a few games to go, and then perhaps a few games there where the intensity wasn't as it had been leading into that. How important was that quarter-final matchup against the Manchester side that really brought the intensity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it contributes back to, you know, big games. And, you know, unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, it was just, you know, it was a unique situation, you know, playing at home the last game against Belfast, who actually had a lot to play for as far as playoff position. And then us, on the other hand, you know, it really didn't mean much at all. So, you know, not only did we rest some big players for our team, but, you know, it's when you go from, you know, the big games and being so intense and at such a high level of, you know, emotion, and then you get into a game like that, you know, yeah, it's a little tough. As professional athletes, to, you know, always get your intensity level and your compete level back up to the big games. But going into Manchester, I think, you know, we all knew what was going to happen. You know, we had that game against Belfast, but then it's playoffs next weekend, and I think, you know, we upped our level and we got back up to the important compete levels and intensity levels, and you know, we'll bring that to Nottingham too.
There were a couple of moments in that Manchester series where you were really tested, and particularly that second period at home where things fell away a little bit, and then it felt as though your goal, which is one of the goal of the seasons, if I may say, that we've seen here, it seemed that maybe just turned the tide though back for the team, and the confidence then came from there, and it was a very professional job then on the following night in Manchester.
Yeah, I think, you know, if I had it my way, I think I'd want us to have, you know, maybe a period like that in the first two games, as long as we got out of it okay. Just because I think it keeps us, you know, on edge, keeps us on our toes. We can learn from it. And then, you know, at the same time, we're not going into Nottingham having played six periods where we, you know, we won every period and we weren't really tested. So I think that just kind of humbled us a little bit and, you know, kept us sharp. And, you know, we won the first 20 and then lost the second 20. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy no matter who we're playing. And the same thing goes for this weekend in Nottingham.
Andrew Lord said in his interview with John that perhaps your form against the Scottish sides this year has been so good. That's one of the keys to that league title victory. You play Dundee Stars, of course, on the Saturday, a side which, as the top-ranked side, you'll be favourites to win that game. But that intensity you've brought and that focus you've brought perhaps to sides that have been lower down the table throughout the year will be a key factor.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we've had success all year because we kind of approached each game the same. So, you know, yeah, I said, you know, the game against Belfast, we maybe didn't approach it the same, but it was a different story because it was the last game of the season. All throughout this year, we approached every game that we wanted to win. We wanted to go out and play 60 minutes because we were continuously building, you know, for the Challenge Cup trophy, for the conference trophy, for the league title, and now the playoff title. So as the games went on this season, we took every one as not only a chance to get better, but, you know, do or die game seven, we want these 2 points. And when it came down to, like you said, maybe playing the bottom of the table teams, we didn't take it for granted. We made no mistakes, and you know, we were lucky to get out with a good record against Scottish teams.
Just finally, Joey, the Red Army have been so important to the team this year. You've talked about it yourself. That support on the road, we saw it in Manchester in the quarterfinal as well. That's going to be so important to the guys up in Nottingham in what's a unique atmosphere, really, with fans from all clubs throughout the league.
Yeah, definitely. It was a really cool atmosphere last year. It was a good experience. It didn't end off the way we wanted it to. And if anything, you know, that's a little bit more motivation for this season, this weekend going in for the guys who were here last year. You know, it's kind of another kick at the can sort of thing. And the fans, the atmosphere around town, you know, the hotels are packed, the pubs, restaurants are packed. And like you said, when you get on the ice and you look up, it's almost sectioned off with all the fans from each team. But I know our fans will be cheering the loudest, and we'll have a lot of support there when we're on the ice.
Well, thanks for your time today, Joey, and good luck on the weekend trying to make some history.
Thanks, Alan.